5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everybody. I just finished reading this article about the Giants pitcher that didn't take a knee for Black Lives Matter at the opening game against the Dodgers. And I'm going to put my 2 cents in on this. All right. In the article, it says, all the Giants pitcher did was exercise the right of all that... All the Giants pitcher did was exercise the right that all Americans have, at least theoretically, freedom of choice, the right for which millions of Americans fought, with many dying. For that reason, I hope I'm pronouncing this guy's name right, Coonrod. If not, I apologize. Coonrod's decision to stand rather than join his kneeling manager and teammates during a pregame moment of unity at Dodger Stadium should be above criticism. He did nothing wrong. Continuing. He said plenty wrong, though, offering up an explanation that slid off his tongue and went dribbling down his chest like liquid contradiction. It gets worse. Quoting the pitcher, I'm a Christian, he said. When did real Christianity opt out of humanity, give a pass to injustice and inequality, decide that it's disrespectful to offer support, if not shelter, to those in need? Does Coonrod not realize that pastors of all faiths are joining crowds around the world fighting for this very these very ideals? Okay. So the person that wrote this article, I agree with him in the beginning. Many people died for the freedoms that we have in this country. Many people fought and died protecting the Constitution of the United States of America, which is freedom of religion, included in that. So let's look at this. This baseball pitcher claims to be Christian, and that's why he didn't take a knee. Well, I agree with him. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, you are not to kneel to any man. You only kneel to God. That does not mean that you don't stand for justice and fighting inequality or any of that stuff that this guy throws at him. I don't take a knee for anything. I will only kneel before God. Period. And let's look at this situation a little bit more in depth, where this writer chooses to leave out information. As a Christian, I stand against racism. I stand against injustices. But I do not stand with the Black Lives Matter organization. And the reasons are, is they support the LGBTQ, they support Planned Parenthood, and many other reasons. But I'll just go with those two. I'm against killing babies, and I believe that homosexuality is a sin. Now, if you live your life as a homosexual, I'm not going to stop you and talk down to you or anything like that. I will treat you with humility and respect, just like I do anybody else. But we're talking about religion. We're talking about Christianity, and the Bible teaches homosexuality is a sin, and so is murder. So killing babies is murder. So for those two reasons alone, I do not stand with the Black Lives Matter organization. But I do stand with Black Americans saying that they are facing injustice and that they have faced racism. Yes. But if I was an athlete and I was standing out on the field and my teammates take a knee, standing for the protest for Black Lives Matter organization, I would not kneel either. I would stand there and I would pray. So just because this pitcher claims that he's a Christian, it's all getting ransacked on him. Because non-believers want to judge and judge and judge. Well, shouldn't you do this? Shouldn't you do that? How do you know what a Christian should and shouldn't do? You don't believe in it. You don't believe that the Bible is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. So, it said, when did real Christianity opt out of humanity? Okay, this man expressed his constitutional right of freedom of religion to try to show people why he did not take a knee. He did not take a knee because he is a true believer. He is not to kneel for any man on earth. He is to only kneel before God. And then the next question, does it give a pass to injustice and inequality? No. Nope. God's never said anything about that stuff. And the pastors that are standing with the Black Lives Matter organization, they're not true pastors. They're false teachers. Because no preacher that stands before a congregation claiming to be a Christian should not stand for any organization that backs up the murder of babies and organizations supporting homosexuality. So you got to flip the script on that. Okay? Just because all these pastors are doing it doesn't make it right. Now, are there pastors out there that are standing for injustice and inequality and not standing with the Black Lives Matter organization? Yep. But you don't hear about them because it's not popular. It's not the new social justice warrior outcry. Everybody that's standing up for Black Lives Matter organization, you need to read their website and understand what they truly stand for. It's not just the do Black Lives Matter. There's a lot more involved in it. And a lot of the information that the BLM organization feeds to the public is false. Statistics prove them wrong every day. Again, I do stand for injustice and inequality. I stand against racism. I stand against hate on other people. But this athlete, under his constitutional rights, just stood there. He didn't take a knee. He didn't have to. It was his freedom not to. But yet this hack of a reporter is going to sit and contradict everything. Oh, about Christianity. He's a Christian. Do they not do this? Do they not do that? You don't know. Are you a Christian? Are you a social justice warrior? And then we continue. Says, like so many others swimming against the tide of progress, Coonrod pointed to the Black Lives Matter Network, saying he just can't get on board with some of its beliefs. Nothing wrong with that. Again, having such a choice is among the purposes of freedom. But he doesn't stop there. He can't let that go. Next paragraph. But if Coonrod had taken a moment to inform himself, he would see motive behind this movement need not be affiliated with BLM, but rather to bring greater awareness to the racial injustices that is its focus. No, it is not. Does anybody ever listen to the founding leaders of the BLM organization? Do they ever read any of the articles where they're interviewed? Do you read their website? No, because if you did, you would not. Black people and white people together would not stand for this. It is one thing to stand against injustices. It is one thing to stand against racism and hate against people based on their color, culture, religion, whatever. But you do not have to side with an organization that promotes propaganda that you do not believe, especially if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, you cannot stand behind any organization that condones and contributes to the murder of babies. Period. So when this baseball player said, I just can't get on board with some of its beliefs, he has every right to say that. He has every right to believe that. Under his religious freedom, he has the right to disagree with organizations that condone the murder of babies. Continuing on. Ian Williams, NBC Sports Bay Area analyst and former 49ers defensive lineman, responded to Coonrod's reasoning by calling BS on it. And I quote from his Twitter page, let's make this clear. You don't have to be on board with Black Lives Matter, but I do need you to be on board with equality for all and ending racism. Where did Conrad say he's not on board with that? Or Coonrod? Where has he said that he's not on board with that? You just gave a double standard comment. You don't have to be on board with Black Lives Matter. Okay, that's what Coonrod just said. He said that under being a Christian, he could not agree with all the viewpoints of the organization Black Lives Matter. That's what he said publicly. He's never denied that. But when did he say that he's not on board with equality for all and ending racism? I haven't heard anything about that. Hadn't read it in any of the press releases. Hadn't heard him say it. I mean, come on. That's double standards, man. You don't have to be on board with Black Lives Matter. Exactly. You don't have to be. It is your freedom as an American to not be on board with anything you don't want to be on board with. And that is clearly what he said. I just can't get on board with some of its beliefs. Period. When did he say he's not on board with equality for all and ending racism? When? Show me. You're putting words in his mouth. You're creating propaganda against this man. You're creating a false narrative. You're building a straw man. As a Christian, as a true believer, I sit here and tell you right now that I am for equality for all and ending racism. But I'm absolutely not on board with the Black Lives Matter organization. It's as simple as that. I don't have to support this organization to be on board with equality and ending racism. I don't have to play by social justice warrior rules. And neither does this man that is getting criticized and ridiculed because he's a Christian and he does not kneel before man. Continuing with William's tweet, and I quote, "It's simple. If you don't want those two things, simple things, you know what you are." Which, of course, is to imply that Coonrod is a racist and is in and it says he's in conflict with protesting racial inequality. No, he's not. He is standing for his religious beliefs. And as a true believer, we do not kneel to man. We do not feed in to social justice. We feed the truth. We get fed from the truth, the inerrant, infallible Word of God, the Scriptures, penned by man, breathed by God. These are the commandments of God. Kneeling to man is idolizing man, and if you're idolizing man, you are not idolizing God. You are only to praise God, not man. Why? Because all men are sinners. Yes, including Christians. Christians are sinners too. But yet Christians acknowledge their sins, and they want to repent of those sins, meaning to turn from those sins and live their life Christ-like. Now, again, saying that you live your life Christ-like does not mean that you live a perfect life as Jesus did. It means that you strive and you crave to live your life as Christ did. But that at the same time, you are acknowledging that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. And who is the Savior? Jesus Christ. So yes, a Christian should only kneel to God and God alone. But how do people not see the double standards in this article alone? Oh, he has the freedom of religion. Well, but everything he says just drips right off his tongue onto his chest with contradiction. So what you're saying is, yes, it is his right not to take a knee, but because you believe that he should have, you got to ridicule him and say negative things because you got to be in with the social warrior culture, not stand for the Constitution that you just used to back his rights up with. All right, let's scroll down a little bit more. I'm trying to find where it was. Okay. Here we go. It says, see, what Coonrod did not say, but surely crept into the minds of listeners and readers. Okay, this is not a quote. Coonrod didn't say this. This is the author of this article poisoning people with a lie. None of this was ever said. This is all an opinion from a social justice warrior that wants people to read his articles, and so therefore he will conform to the propaganda that anybody and everybody that wants their little 5 seconds of fame will do. It's not truth. It's feelings. So remember, what I'm about to read you, Coonrod did not say. But listen, how he says this. See, what Coonrod did not say, but surely crept into the minds of listeners and readers, is that he believes the various evolutions of America's two greatest sins, the other being stealing land from the natives, are acceptable, that equality is something for others to deal with. Okay. Where did you get that? I mean, this was pretty simple and cut and dry. He said he didn't take a knee because he only kneels before God. That's his religious belief, and that's his religious freedom. He said that he couldn't get on board with the Black Lives Matter organization because he can't agree with all that they stand for. That's why he didn't take a knee right there. But let's feed in our little opinion to make people hate the guy. What Coonrod did not say. Okay, he did not say, but surely crept into the minds. Okay, no, this is what he should have said right here. What Coonrod did not say, but what I'm going to slip into your mind is propaganda. That's what that should say. Where in any of the articles that you've read or the press releases that this picture has done, where did he say that stealing land from natives are acceptable? Where did he say that? Nowhere. He never said it. It was made up by the guy that wrote this article. And then he says equality is something for others to deal with. When did he say that? When did Coonrod say that? Show me. Because he didn't, and you admitted it. In the very first sentence, what Coonrod did not say. Okay, I'm the writer of this article. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, well, this doesn't have enough spice in it. This doesn't have enough oomph to it. Nobody's going to read this article unless I start putting propaganda in it, because I'm a social justice warrior, and I don't believe in the truth. I believe in propaganda and making people believe the BS that I want you to believe. Nothing was ever said about him being on board with Americans stealing land from the natives. Never said that was acceptable. Never said that equality is something for others to deal with. Those are your words. You wrote this article. You made that up. You even admitted it with your opening sentence. How do you know the heart of that man? How do you know what his beliefs are? Because you're not asking. As soon as the word Christianity was thrown out with him stating, I am a Christian, social justice warriors start tearing it apart. You can say whatever you want about me being a Christian. I don't care. The only thing I care about is what God wants. God is sovereign. I serve God. not man. So hopefully this pitcher has that same heart in him where he believes that none of this matters what people are saying, that he only fears God. But how dare these people go on talk shows, Twitter, write news articles, and say false things about people like it's just another day at the job. Continuing. There are only two rational explanations for what Coonrod said. One, he did not hear himself speak, or two, he heard every word he said and knows he did not say what he really meant. How do you know what he meant or what he didn't? He clearly stated, "I cannot take a knee because I'm a Christian. It is against my beliefs." Done. "I cannot stand for the BLM organization because I do not agree with all their beliefs." Done. And he even said that part of what he could not stand for with them is Marxism. Amen. Any true believer should not be standing for Marxism. How is this a news article? This is nothing but propaganda and BS. And it's on NBCSports.com. Who wrote it? Wrote by Monty Poole. Have no idea who you are, and I don't care. You're a biased propaganda social justice warrior, unreliable journalist. Now, when an athlete stands up for Black Lives Matter, oh, we got to praise them. Got to praise them. But when an athlete stands for their belief in Jesus Christ, oh no. How could he do that? Good for you. And I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name, Coonrod, but good for you. This is a horrible, horrible article. And it's full of lies. And double standards. It's okay to exercise your constitutional rights, except when it goes against popular culture. The writer of this article shows his double standards through the whole thing. If he was the only person on the field that didn't take a knee, so what? His right. Just because he's on the baseball team doesn't mean he has to do what everybody else does. What about when the NFL, when all this was a big to-do in the NFL? Not every player took a knee. But this athlete says he's a Christian. Ooh. Put the target right on his back. But I don't know all his beliefs. I don't know, I don't know everything about that guy. But based on what he has said in press releases, I agree with him. When he says I am a Christian, it is against my religious beliefs to take a knee before anything or anyone except God. Amen. 100% with you on that. But everybody's going to look at that harsh, because what's popular right now? People that are buying into white privilege are walking up to complete strangers that are black and taking a knee and apologizing to them. Look, I'm sorry that there's been horrible, horrendous things done to black people all through history. There's been a lot of hate throughout our history. And I fully acknowledge the injustices that black people have faced due to the color of their skin. It exists. I fully acknowledge that. I pray for it to go away. I pray for unity. And I will stand with you on any injustice. But Sam Coonron has every right as an American to not take a knee because of his religious beliefs. Would it be different if he was Muslim? If he said, I couldn't take a knee because I only kneel to Allah? But no, he said, I only kneel to God. I cannot kneel to man. It's against my religious beliefs. I'm a Christian. Absolutely nothing wrong with what he said right there. And then for him to say that I cannot stand with an organization that I don't agree with everything they have to say, and he pointed out one of the things that I cannot stand for is Marxism. Again, amen. I agree with you. It's like, it's almost like society today is expecting this guy to apologize. And shame on him if he does. Don't apologize to anyone. You have every right to do exactly what you did every single game. And by the way, I don't watch sports anymore. I'm done with it, man. You know, why can't we go to a sporting event or watch it on TV to get away from everything that's going on? If you're an athlete and you want to stand against injustices, go right ahead. But politics has bled in so much into professional sports that I'm done with it. And it wasn't this that gave me that made me decide this. It was before this. I'm just, if you're a sports fan and you want to watch MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, hey, go right ahead and enjoy it. But there's no love in it for me anymore. There's no fun. You know, I grew up a Celtics fan. I used to love watching basketball. Up until about 3 years ago. I mean, like, honestly, when all the sports shut down because of COVID-19, I really didn't even realize it was gone. The point of this article that I'm pointing out is this man should be ashamed for trying to drop false things against Sam Coonrod. I mean, when a journalist specifically says, let me go back up here to where was it? Because I want to say it the way he wrote it. What Coonrod did not say. But surely crept into the minds of listeners and readers. No, it didn't. You're putting it there. You created that. Yep. Just because Coonrod's a Christian and he believes that he should not kneel before man, that he should only kneel to God, and that he does not stand with the BLM organization because of Marxism, that immediately means that he is, he thinks that stealing land from the natives is acceptable and that equality is something for others to deal with. How does this guy have a job as a writer? You're a sports journalist. Write about the sports. We don't need your propaganda. This country is falling and falling fast. How sad is it that one single Major League Baseball player silently stood for his religious beliefs, never said he was out to be against anybody, never said it. He stood there while everybody else took a knee. Many NFL players have been doing it since the beginning of this stuff starting. But, ooh, how dare you say you're a Christian? Good for him. And shame on the people that are putting words in his mouth and making him out to be something he's not. You don't know him, I don't know him. I'm not defending him any further than what the words he spoke, which is, I'm a Christian, it is against my beliefs to take a knee before man, I only kneel to God, and I do not stand with the BLM organization because of Marxism. I agree with him, and I'll add to that. I do not stand with BLM organization either due to Marxism, LGBTQ, and condoning the murder of babies. When are we going to get some peace? And shame on NBC for paying that man to write a biased article not based on facts and basically slandering Sam Curran. Good job. Good job, NBC. This is what the world's coming to. I mean, that article makes me feel like I read it off of Facebook, where somebody just throws crap out there. How about you look into the guy's background? Have you checked in on him? Have you checked into what his beliefs are across the board? No. You put your opinion, a biased opinion, public, made it public for the world to see so you can look like a hero. Because you stand for Black Lives Matter. Good for you. Good grief, man. I pray every night that this stuff will end. All the division in this country. I do. How nice would it be to have some unity, a little peace, no more pandemic. But it's never going to end because we have sucked ourselves into the world of false narratives, propaganda, feelings above truth. And oh, you better watch what you say. Better watch it. Because if the SJW doesn't, if they don't believe you or they don't agree with you, forget law, forget rights, forget truth. They're going to bury you. And they can attack me all they want. I doubt they will because I don't think that many people even know this podcast exists. But even if they did turn against me, I don't care. I'm doing this podcast for free. We live in a world where if you believe in God, if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, you get slandered all over the news. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to jail. And the government's right and we're wrong. Are we not starting to see the truth coming out with this pandemic? Are we not starting to see that you have been, that we have been lied to? You know, let's look back at the BLM organization. What is everybody taking a knee for right now? Police brutality against black people. Okay. I'm with you. But the statistics don't match the accusations that the organization is throwing out. More white men have been killed by police officers than black men. Are there racist cops? Sure. And I hope they get brought to justice. Because they're garbage. But we've got to start looking at facts and less at feelings. We live in a world where everybody's feelings override everything else. I mean, did y'all see AOC stand at the podium the other day and do her little song and dance after she got called a couple of names on the steps? She was accosted. No. you were cussed out. I mean, do I think it was right? No, it wasn't professional of him at all. We've already talked about this. It was very unprofessional. But what did he do? He called you disgusting. And then he called you the cuss word at the end as he was walking away. Nobody else does that, though, in the White House, buddy. Nobody. Nobody calls each other names. It was just AOC's the victim. Maybe if AOC would stop talking about propaganda and stop making things up as she goes and go with facts, people wouldn't be pissed off at her saying negative things to her. Do I think we're going to get anywhere with that kind of stuff, saying that she's a F&B or, you know, you're disgusting and all that kind of stuff? No, we're not going to get anywhere with it. We've got to keep bringing the truth out. We've got to keep on track with truth, justice, be Americans, stand for the Constitution. Stand together. White, black, whatever culture, race, you're an American. Be an American. Be proud to be an American. If you think that our history is dark and had a lot of bad things go on, okay. Yeah, there have been. But let's move forward. Let's grow together. And until we stop playing these games and living on feelings, ignoring the truth, stop listening to the 5-minute propaganda spills that we get fed every day, we're never going to start working together. We are more divided now than we probably ever have been. And I'm to the point now where I know this pisses a lot of people off, but I'm literally to the point where I think that after the election, this coronavirus is gone. And the more and more information that comes out, it's sickening. It really is. It is sick how we have been played. All of us. Do your part. Wear a mask. But then those same people go into the grocery stores and stuff with it like down on their chin, their nose exposed, or they'll take it off unless somebody's walking up to them, stuff like that. They're not working. Oh, but don't worry, everybody. The vaccine's coming. That savior vaccine is coming. No, it's not. All right. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back. I'll have a new episode out sometime Monday, probably Monday evening. I appreciate you guys for listening to me rant and rave and gripe and complain and do all that fun stuff. If you would like to reach out to me, please feel free to at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And we are now on iTunes. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button. Give us some feedback. Would love to hear from you. So until Monday, guys and gals, stay safe, Take care of yourselves, and we'll talk soon.